Tim and Joel on Nova.
Let's do this because this divides people.
This is gross.
Let's talk baby talk.
It's disgusting.
And where do you sit on baby talk? 13, yes. 24, 10. No. Adult baby talking, couples.
Oh, no.
Remember that Seinfeld episode?
Do you
episode?
Baby talk each other? Oh, my Shmoopy. Yeah. Shmoopy.
Fun fact, the girl that plays that Jerry's girlfriend on that episode, Shmoopy, is married to George Stephanopoulos, one of the biggest US journalists.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Shmoopy.
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 You're a Shmoopy.
You're Shmoopy.
Oh, we do a bit of baby talk.
Do you actually? Because it really, it makes me so uncomfortable. It's
really?
Like dirty talk. It's just, it doesn't, I can't, it's too much.
Talk dirty to me, that kind of thing.
No.
It's more to get away with, like
complimenting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, like dirty talk though?
No.
Okay.
We're more like, does baby want an ice cream? You know,
that's
like.
Gross.
No, because it's like, then it might, you can have the ice cream.
And also, you've spoken about ice cream every day this week.
Yeah, you're like me with cake this week.
Magnums and ice creams and egos.
Oh, sorry. So what do you say? Does baby want an ice cream? But you don't do it. It's the baby voice.
You do it, though, to us sometimes, and I like it.
What, when I do the baby voice to you?
Yeah, well, I do like it.
When you call him Bubba.
Yeah, when I need my Bubba Blackers.
See, that's just, a human adult talking like that makes me want to die.
I love it so much.
I love my little baby, Tim Blackwell.
Great. I'm going to just turn my headphones down. Okay, go for it.
Okay, baby boy. Well, now you're coming to visit me, baby boy.
Soon, actually. But you're coming to visit me next.
I need a little cuddle.
You're coming to see me next.
Okay, yeah, I'll come see you.
Before you go do Eurovision.
I'll come see you before I do Eurovision.
Okay, I like that.
Are you two done?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ricky Lee. Sorry, Ricky Lee, that we're two men comfortable acting like babies.
Yeah.
You know, we're fluid.
Oh, so this is what masculinity looks like in 2024.
Yeah.
Right, I don't want to. I want to go back
to age fluid.
1989.
Sometimes I talk like an old man on this show. I get told off for talking with all my old
stuff. You've got a whole lot of personalities.
I know.
Or when you're real Aussie, you bloody ripper!
I'll be doing that at Eurovision.
Why are we talking about baby
talk? There's a relax.
Oh, baby Ricky, baby, what are you going to do?
Oh my God, you too.
Ricky, my little baby girl.
I feel aggressive right now.
I can see that.
It makes me angry and it makes me want to hurt someone.
It's okay, you little cutie.
You're the cat baby. You're the cat baby with your little hits. With your gorgeous little hits. Oh my God, just pops
really
down, baby girl.
My skin crawl. It's disgusting. What about
What about her cute little earrings?
Stop it.
Cute little earrings and little extremities. No.
What is wrong with my... I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong with my extremities.
Nothing.
Now I'm paranoid.
Don't raise your voice at us.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be a man around here. This really does make me feel uncomfortable, guys. I can't tell you stop. So a doctor, Catherine Schmerling, like Shmoopy, has said that baby talk in relationships can be beneficial for your dating life. I cannot think of anything worse. I don't like adults talking to babies like they're babies.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like baby talk. What do you mean? Like broken English to a baby.
That's an accent.
No, it's not. My mum says to my nephew. What doing, Harry?
Oh, my God. That's an accent.
Ricky, we've heard the way you talk.
No, she says what doing instead of what are you doing.
Stop it. That's an accent.
And also, we've heard the way you talk when you're not on air. So I hope you don't talk to Yumi like that because that is inappropriate.
No, I talk to her like a person.
I hear the way you speak to people.
I don't speak to children like that. I take out the F's and the C's.
Yeah, okay.
Take out all of those.
That's good of you. It's mighty good of you.
I take out those and I just talk to them like they're a real person because that's what they are. Anyway, this doctor.
Hi, Shmoopy.
You're Shmoopy.
Anyway, this doctor has said that baby talk can leave a person with feelings of security, comfort, and relaxation, and that when a couple is speaking in baby talk, both parties are also just being vulnerable with each other.
That's what Tim and I are. We're vulnerable with each other.
I don't know.
Baby boy.
I want someone to make me understand it, though.
All right.
Why do you do it?
We're going to do it. Stay there, James. We'll get to you. 13 24 10 is our number. Baby talk. Do you do it in your relationship? What does it feel like? Why do you do it?
Ricky Lee, Tim and
Joel. Thank you, Dua Lipa. I'd like to, baby. Can you turn your microphone on, please? What are you doing?
Sorry, I just hit myself in the head with my headphones. Did you not see that?
No.
Oh, thank God.
You okay, baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay, baby. I might need a little kiss on the forehead.
We'll give you a little kissy when you come up to Sydney.
Thank you. Yeah, well, okay. I'll have just done a biggie wiggy show, so you want to come and you're gonna have to come and give me a little kiss on the forehead and say I did a good job.
You did a good job. I get real proud of you up there on that, big stage.
I know, big baby boy up on stage in front of all those people with those big lights.
Big lights and stuff like that. How do you do it?
Telling my little jokes.
Skin is crawling.
Telling the little funnies.
Telling my little funny jokes, just trying
to don't have to be
earn
funny.
A living.
Don't have to be funny if you don't want to. If you want to have a night off being funny and just cuddle.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, because people always expect me to be funny, and it's I'm just a little guy. Just a little guy. Trying to get about life.
In Sydney, that's a little boom show. Or baby
go
boy
see my
girl.
Little show, please. Next Friday, 7:15
little
p.m.
Little boomy.
Tickets from livenation.com.au.
Oh, my God. I wish I was dead.
Baby talk, 13, 24, 10. Where do you stand on it, James? Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, look, I think it's fine, but it's definitely behind closed doors. I mean, you don't do it in public or on the radio.
You'd never do it on public.
Never on the radio, right, James?
No, never on the radio, because then it's just awkward.
It's gross, isn't it?
Oh, you're a little bit awkward, James, are you?
But what?
You're feeling a bit awkies, James.
Oh, my God.
James is a bit awky.
A little bit awkies.
James, we got him. James, what kind of baby talk do you use, and in what situation are you using it? And can you give me an example and just why?
Well, no, because I think that guy, that researcher was right. It brings you a bit closer.
Yeah.
Maybe, for example, if like, my wife has cooked a nice dinner, I'll go up and I'll say, oh, that was really yummy, or something like that.
But is it because can't you just say it, babe, that was really nice? Like, oh, that was really good. That was a great dinner.
If you're Barack Obama and Michelle Obama in the White House.
It's not all business. It's just you're complimenting your wife. Why do you have to say it in a gross voice?
Little nummy little cutlets. Yeah. Okay, you know what I have to do here, Joel? Sorry, I'm not gonna hit the ads off until she throws the ads in baby talk.
I'm not doing it. We're gonna be here for a long time. I'm not doing it.
Baby girl.
Come on, do it, little baby.
I'm not doing it.
Little cutie.
I'm not doing it.
Throw it in the ads.
Little bubba.
Come on, little bubba. Come on, cutie.
Nope.
Yeah.
Come on. We're proud of you.
We're so proud of you. You released so many albums.
I know, big number one.
Stop it.
Big number one. Number one for the baby girl. She's turned number one.
Don't change the subject. We'll stop.
No, I'm not doing it. Stop it.
All right, you let the backup tape kick in and you explain to the bosses.
I'm not doing it. No. Bring James back on. Is that his name? Bring him. I'm not doing it.
James, baby song.
I'm not doing it.
Baby talk. Come on, do it for Jermaine.
I don't know if we've met, but I can do a standoff real well.
You can do it, baby girl.
Talk about you.
Give you a treat after.
Talk about you.
Come on.
Come on,
we'll order you a Big Mac.
Big Mac reward.
Or the Happy Meal.
A
little toy.
A little Big Mac reward. Some chippies. Or some little Sunday.
I'm not doing it.
You can have McFlurry.
You're going to have to think of another out for this break because I am not doing it.
Okay. This is Ricky Lee, Tim and